Hey guys, it's Eric RPG, and I got a new review for you, and this time is Octopath Traveler 2. I finally got around to playing it over the past month and a half, at least. And I put 130 hours into the game, and, well, the only thing I have left is to fight the super boss, but I've done practically everything in the game. But it is a sequel to, obviously, Octopath Traveler, and it is a slight improvement, to say the least, which is not disappointing. It's just, I wish they had taken the time to do more. It would have made it even better, in my opinion. It would have given it a 10 out of 10 for me, but oh well. But some of the improvements to the game are, like, the fact that everything's just generally better. I mean, they gave more path actions to the characters. So you could, and there's a day and night cycle, and you can use a night path action and a day path action, and then they have the two, like, then they have, like, divine skills and then EX skills that you could seek out. And some of the characters have more unique abilities for their class, which makes them more interesting, because Hikari as a warrior is different from anybody else as a warrior, because he gets unique skills for him being a default warrior class character. And then there's also this thing called latent power, which is basically kind of like an S-craft in a Trails game. But, so that's cool. But, the other things that make the game more, a little bit more interesting is, like, a lot of the characters now have abilities that give them more utility, so they can be used in better and more situations than your characters would have been in Octopath Traveler. The hunter, the default hunter class of Chet, can befriend beasts, and unlike them being used as consumables, like with Honnet, you get to keep them, and you can summon them as many times as you want, except for the tier 10 rank monsters, which will only be able to be used once per battle. And while there was a glitch that let you use Provoke Beasts, which is a skill you get beating her scenario, that lets you summon multiple beasts all at once, that glitch would have let you be able to use those one time only as many times as you wanted. But they patched that out, so don't bother trying that. So it's just stuff like that just makes the game better. And they did, thankfully, rebalance the encounter rate. It's still based on the number of steps, but the evasive maneuvers that cuts them down from the first game actually works this time. It doesn't seem to be, like, only minor change. It's pretty significant. And they also changed it so that when you run, it still counts the same number of steps, but you're more likely to encounter an enemy just by proximity of you just running. So it's a way of controlling encounters, even though your characters in general walk a bit faster anyway. But the levels are also designed a little bit better too, so it's definitely usually easier to see where a hidden path might be, because you could see the interconnecting network that leads to some of those chests beforehand, and then just you can see where the chest is, and then you can try to guess where the path might be that lets you get to it. A lot easier this time around compared to the first game, but there are still some tricky chests. Thankfully, those chests aren't the ones that usually keep the best stuff, though. Those are usually easier to get compared to the first Octopath. But I really like the writing in this game compared to the other one, because the characters are just generally more fleshed out too. And the music, I wouldn't say it's better, it's about on par. But there were a few tracks I definitely remembered a lot more. I wish that the final chapter scenarios for each character, the final chapter bosses for each of those, had a little bit more thematic flair to them. And maybe it's just because I picked Particio as my starting character. But by the time I got... I did his last, because I felt that was right to just go with my starting character last. But each boss progressively got easier. The hardest bosses for me were actually the final chapter scenarios for Hikari, who I did first. I probably shouldn't have, considering that his final chapter boss feels like more like a final boss, because it's multi-phase and everything. And, a lot of them just stopped putting up challenge, and I don't think that's due to the fact that my levels were getting higher, but me and me exploring the systems, I just think that they were weaker in general. Maybe having equipment helped, because I had better equipment by then, even though my equipment benefits were definitely tapering off at that point. And if you hear my phone, sorry, but if you're a fan of Octopath or RPGs and you want a nice chunky one and to maybe play after Tears of the Kingdom, because you're hearing this a week before it comes out, or maybe it's already out by the time you hear this, but if whenever you finish that, there's a nice chunky RPG waiting for you. So I'm going to give this game a 9.5 out of 10. Not worse than the first game, but doesn't do enough to elevate it further. But, that's a nice solid score for the game, and that's all I have for you guys today. So, till next time, see you guys later. Bye-bye.